Hey, this is Doc Diablo from Radio Frequency, and you are listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WEEDRadionetwork.com.
Coming up next is Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC-LP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM. Now broadcasting from the Crosley Telecommunications Center and Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios.
Speaking for the legalization of marijuana.
WVQC-LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening to WVQC 95.7 and Hemp Rock Radio. Hi, Hemp Rockers. Welcome to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint host, Mima Gobb. Featuring the Hemp Rock Cafe and Pottsbury Bakery on WVQC-LP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
Seven is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is online at HempRock.com. The Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and Burn Man's 420 here on WVQC-LP 95.7 FM. Low power to the people.
Name of this song is The Wildwood Flower. Now, The Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. Gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower's doing real good. Wildwood flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knowed what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on the weed." He said, "Let me give it a try." Spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly up and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and cleaned them off. Put them in the corn cob pie. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. Big old puff that wildwood weed. Next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. Oh, all good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied them and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now, you hear?
I still do in my act, though, I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh.
Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit. But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show, except for Howard Sprigg. I could pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Sure.
Bow tie?
Yeah, bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No, Pot's making a big comeback.
This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot is making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm going to drop the Love Master and put in the pot routine.
Do you do
again.
Floyd the Barber, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Do you do MP?
Yeah. Andy, there are seeds in my marijuana.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
Because it's time to begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war isn't that the war on drugs, it's
the war on people.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, I'm Tommy Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
Hi, I'm Cheech Marin, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org.
Cincinnati, 95.7 FM.
That really wasn't Chong.
That's right, and we are hoping that Tommy Chong is doing okay with cannabis oil for his prostate cancer. We love him. We don't want to lose him. We want Tommy to cure himself with cannabis so we can tell the world how cannabis can save if the cancer is caught in the early stages. Always remember Burn Man. He didn't catch it early enough, and we miss him. Anyway, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and we have a very, very full show for you today. Susan's sitting here. We're going to talk for a couple of minutes about what's going on here in Ohio. I think she's had a little bit more chance to read some of the information. So between the two of us, we'll tell you what's going on in Ohio with not only paraphernalia laws changing, but also things that will help ex-cons get their life back in order and have get jobs. But I also, of course, want to say goodbye. And we love you, Andy Griffith, who passed away sometime last week. I know that everybody out there, even you youngins out there, know who Sheriff Andy is, and you're going to miss him. We love him. He wasn't just Sheriff Andy. Sorry about that little microphone. He was also, of course, Matt Locke, and just a really great man, great artist, great country singer, the whole bit. So that little bit, Mayberry Marijuana. Of course, it was from another show, and you heard who the comic was in there. And that was his bit. And although he didn't do Andy, I was so hoping he would have just had Andy in there, but he didn't do Andy. That was kind of sad. But he was talking to Andy. So that was on behalf of the life of Andy Griffith, of course. Now, right before that, of course, was the Wildwood Weed with Jim Stafford. And that's for a little bit of the country slant we have today, because our first guest after this first segment is going to be Ron Moore out of Louisville from the Kentucky Veterans for Medical Marijuana, who is helping lead the fight with Senator Perry Clark out of Kentucky, out of Louisville, who is also leading the fight now and the second time is going to introduce for 2013 the Gatewood Galbraith Medical Marijuana Memorial Act of 2013. They had a news conference down in Frankfurt last week. We had Jake Jones on last Thursday. That show is now up on the WEED radio network along with a bunch of other stuff. And so we're going to get the next part of this story from Ron. He'll be on at just about 4:22. Give or take, so stay tuned for that. And after that segment, we're going to have Wayward Bill on live with his update on what happened in Washington, D.C. on July 4th for the 43rd annual D.C. Smoke, and we'll get the story on how that went. And, of course, now Susan, as I said, is standing by. We have a few minutes to talk about some things that are going on here in Ohio. Now, real quick, though, because I did forget to mention this over the last couple of shows, both of the medical marijuana bills that were being proposed here in Ohio, that two groups, we had the OMCA, the Ohio Medical Cannabis Act of 2012, at OMCA2012.org, has put out a press release saying that they do not have the time right now to get enough signatures between now and the turn-in time to be on the ballot for November election, as well as the normal bill, the other Compassionate Act. Same issue, not enough time. And now here's the clincher. Here's the difference between here and Kentucky, for instance. In Kentucky, you don't even have the initiative process. In order to get a bill passed, you got to have the legislators, like Senator Perry Clark, do it for us. Here in Ohio, it can be the initiative process. You, as a registered voter, can sign a petition to have something put on the ballot to be voted on by the voters. And if you don't get them turned in time before that next election, you can hold them and continue gathering your signatures and turn it in time before the election that you want it to be on. So that amazes me. I didn't even know that for a long time. So these both of these bills can be saved and continue to gather signatures and maybe try for spring or next year, 2013. Susan?
There's still the bill that Yuko introduced that still has some hope.
Kenny Yuko,
yes.
Representative. Yeah.
I doubt it.
And I don't know that I totally want that one to pass. I mean, there's, you know, well, we'll just see what happens. I think it's a learning process. I don't think that the naysayers that say if you don't think you're going to get the signatures, don't waste your time. Wait till you know you're going to get them. Well, that could be forever. I think that you still have to gain momentum by putting it out there and getting the notoriety in the news and people hearing about it. But, you know, not like where you have a headline that says, Bill, in the name of Gatewood Galbraith for Medical Marijuana, introduced or having a news conference to introduce the bill. And then you get things like my friend coming back, hey, somebody told me that they legalized marijuana in Kentucky. Is this true? they read, you know, part of the headline. They just see what they want to see. So just make sure you get the facts before you tell your friends that something's been legalized. Now, on to what really is happening. Here in Ohio, we are leading the way. What do you know about it, Susan?
I found this last night by mistake. I think on the it was either the 25th or the 28th of June, Governor Kasich signed a bill that one of the items in the bill is personal use of paraphernalia is no longer, it's now just a minor misdemeanor and you just get a ticket. If you're using the paraphernalia for growing or dealing, that is still illegal. It's only personal use that they give you a ticket for.
Yeah. And so what they're going to do, you know, here in Ohio, everybody says it's a decrim state. You only get a ticket for pot. Well, first of all, it has to be 99 grams or less.
Yes.
And then you get that ticket. It's about $150 with court costs and everything. And that's in most places in Ohio. There are some areas that go, well, we're still going to arrest you. We're allowed to go further if we want.
And according to state law, you can also lose your license. Even if you're not driving.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter whether you're driving and you have the pot or not. You could be walking down the street. You could not even own a car but happen to have a driver's license and they'll still suspend. And that is some of the stories that are coming out of Ohio. But I don't know yet if that's been part of the bill. But
no.
So the main part, this is the main part of the bill. But real quick, the paraphernalia was a fourth degree misdemeanor, which means that you could be arrested and probably would be. And get fined and even up to 30 days in jail just for the pipe that you put the minor misdemeanor payout ticket.
Or even the baggie.
Even the baggie could be. If some idiot cop,
yeah,
they could push that. Generally, they don't do the baggie. They just do the smoking devices. Or papers, which is, of course, smoking devices. And Now that will be just a minor misdemeanor, written ticket. So if you got a little bit of pot, you got a pipe or some papers, not that this is any really great, but it's still a lot better. You, again, won't be arrested. You'll just be cited. And you could either go to court and try to fight it or just pay the ticket out. We recommend always fighting it no matter what, pleading not guilty, especially if they said, we smelled it, and now we're going to search. Because there is now some different precedences on different cases throughout the country that are starting to unravel that. But, so this is the other part that's really great. And I think that the part about the paraphernalia and a comment you said was snuck in.
Yeah, I think it was snuck in also. Yeah,
might have been. But it says, this comes from the Cleveland.com opinion page, The Real Chance. And this is an editorial from the Plain Dealer folks. A real chance for Ohio ex-offenders. A real chance for ex-cons. They did the crime. They did the time. Now some of them have earned a new paradigm. Low-level nonviolent felons in Ohio have a better chance to reenter the job market and become productive citizens and responsible parents, thanks to the tireless work of Senator, State Senator Shirley Smith from Cleveland. This is a African-American woman. So how's that for somebody doing good work? The men, black or white, are screwing all kinds of stuff up. But actually, a black man, African-American man, Seitz also. I believe he's African-American, isn't he? I could be wrong, but I think Bill Seitz is African-American.
I don't pay attention to race.
But I'm just trying to remember in picture. But, you know, it really affects the African-American community. So if somebody is going to do the work for the people, the African-American legislators surely can see the bigger picture that the drug war is incarcerating a lot of their people, and they need to try to unravel that for all of us, not just African-Americans. But I think here they're leading the way, and I think that's great. On Tuesday, go ahead and you can grab that if you want. And Senate Bill 337 eases some of the barriers known as hit line one. Nobody on? Okay, sorry about that. He may be dialing too early. Just make sure you hit line one there. It's probably Ron Moore calling in for his segment. Senate Bill 337 eases some of the barriers known as collateral sanctions that have narrowed employment opportunities for ex-offenders and essentially doomed them to dead-end lives on Tuesday. And, of course, this was the end of June. Republican Governor John Kasich, I can't believe it, the governor of Ohio, who loves Pink Floyd, did something good. Now, he signed Smith's legislation into law along with its promise to treat ex-cons as if rehabilitation were real, not mere rhetoric. The new law allows Ohioans who have one or two misdemeanors or a single felony conviction to seal certain criminal records. Ex-cons can also apply for a certificate of employability and to receive state-issued occupational licenses they previously were denied, such as if you want to get a haircutting license. They couldn't. You know, the barber's license, things like that. Whatever. It stops people from getting work. And then how do they make a living? They have to go back to crime. The legislation comes on the heels of the U.S. Department of Justice-sponsored bipartisan forum in Cleveland that addressed the crucial role reentry programs play in the reduction of recidivism and the healing of communities damaged by crime. Smith and Kasich should be commended for putting in place a law that makes Ohio's justice system a little more just. Now, anything else that you heard besides this part of the bill and the new paraphernalia part of it that lowers it to a minor misdemeanor, only pay out for your pipe and papers?
There was a lot of other stuff, but I was only interested in the paraphernalia section. So
in that specific part.
There was some other things I need to go read before I speak about them, but I'll keep you updated on those.
And yeah, do that.
It takes effect September 23rd.
Yeah. Now, see, the bill was sponsored by State Senator Shirley Smith and Bill Seitz of Cincinnati. And I know there was some different groups out there helping push that. So it's a good move. And, yeah, so you can go look this up on WKSU.org. Ohio law decriminalizes most marijuana paraphernalia. And as it says, old law made it a bigger crime to have a roach or pipe than to have a small amount of the roach. Now, I've never heard of that.
Because of the paper.
I've never, ever heard of anybody getting busted for paraphernalia with a roach or a joint.
I have.
That's crazy. That's a new one on me. In all the years, never.
But I think it has more to do with the person and their attitude towards...
Or the cop and their attitude.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever heard of paraphernalia is if you have a dirty pipe or papers where there's pot. Not the paper that the joint is already rolled into. Never heard of that. They just get, but again, that doesn't mean it hasn't happened. So I have one more story I'm going to look at just to see if there's something. Oh, that was all the actual information. You can go to LEGI scan, legiscan.com and look this up for Ohio's Senate Bill 337. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Ron Moore. He's on the line. And again, it is Hemp Rock Radio. Stay tuned. We want to get an update on the Gatewood-Galbraith Medical Marijuana Memorial Act. And so Ron Moore will be coming up just in a few minutes from that. And so stay tuned for that. And you'll get that update here in Kentucky. It's Hemp Rock. I'm the Hemptress rolling it up for Susan. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
Well, I woke up this morning and fell out of bed. Old lady left me a note that said, my car was taken away by the repo man. And when I shaved my face, I cut my hand. I need some medical marijuana. Medical marijuana. I know it won't work if I get hit by a truck. Or I can feel my glaucoma catching up. Why don't you write me that script that will set me free? And the FBI won't bother me.
Well, I think I'd love to hear about We Really Wish.
Your days of hoping and wishing are almost over. The Local Community Radio Act is now law, and community groups and nonprofits have the chance to apply for their very own community radio station. As soon as the summer of 2012, groups will have a one-time chance to apply. Visit PrometheusRadio.org/getradio to learn more.
What's that? You say you need a computer? Well, check out www.mediabridges.org. We are offering refurbished Mac computers to the public. All proceeds benefit WVQCLP Cincinnati. Hey, what are you listening to? You're listening to WVQCLP Cincinnati, Radio Free Queen City. Low power to the people.
WVQC is dedicated to giving a voice to your community, but we need your support to make it happen. Show your support of WVQC Radio Free Queen City by making a membership contribution today. Call 513-651-4171 to find out how you can keep non-commercial radio alive.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? 513-651-4171, extension 11. Or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
WVQC, people-powered radio.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at facebook.com/teapotparty or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one.
Hi, I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
Thank you for that, Gatewood. We love you. We miss you. And right now, of course, I do have to remind you, before I bring Ron onto the show at 4:20, I did forget to tell you, it was 4:20, and the Burn Man's rant, my rant on the Burn Man's 4:20, but we weren't ranting. I wanted you to call or go to ohio.gov and send a thank you letter to not only Senator Smith, but Senator Seitz, as well as the Governor Kasich of Ohio, for signing that bill to help us with the decrim on paraphernalia. Now, of course, my next guest, or my guest, I should say my first guest, is Ron Moore from the Kentucky Veterans for Medical Marijuana in Kentucky, of course, and an old friend that you actually heard on recording last week from the cookout at Senator Perry Clark's house, and somebody who I've known since 1991. How are you doing today, Ron?
Everyone in hell with me. That's, I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just do me a favor, make sure you talk loud and clear into your telephone there. Actually, we've known each
All
other
right.
since the end of 90, but it was so good to see you at the cookout.
Oh, same here. Same here, Lynn. That was great. It was like old home week.
It was. Yet we were the only old guys there that knew each other. Old people, I should say.
Don't say old. Come on,
well,
we're not old. We might be chronically challenged, but we're not old.
Well, I kind of meant like old school coming from the old 91 campaign, really.
There you go.
I didn't know Perry. I haven't seen him. You know, he's in Louisville. I'm not down in Louisville, so I didn't really know was one of those supporters till when he came out last at the beginning
he's
of the
neighbor.
Year. With
We just live around the block from each other.
Oh, that's now. Now that explains
it.
Hey,
listen, you know, when I heard my man Perry was behind this girl, I had to shoot him a letter. I said, Perry, you know, let's do this thing.
Yeah, well,
let's do this thing.
I'm so glad.
I've been working with him since just about since he dropped the. Actually, it was Tony up there in Northern Kentucky that actually got the bill written. He fired off a letter to the senator, and the senator fired back one to him. I think that's how the story went. But he got it going, and I latched on right after that with Kentucky Veterans. I was so happy that you know, we could do something to make to keep Gatewood's dream alive.
Yeah,
you
know? So I know what you're talking about. Of course, the veteran Tony, who does the blog on
Master Sergeant.
Yeah, the Master Sergeant Tony, that's right. And he is in all of the different Facebook groups as well as on my email list. So if somebody wants to know and start getting his blogs, let me know, and I can and forward those
there
to you. He does a blog every week on Cincinnati.com about our issue and others that are intertwined with this issue. And you're right. He pushed and pushed and pushed, sent letters and letters and letters till finally Perry went, okay, you're right. Gatewood's gone.
Yeah.
I got to pick up this thing. So it's fantastic. Hey. So now, of course, I know you from the Green Democrats in the early days of the Gatewood campaign, so I know you obviously are like me, and we've been around a long time, and we always and always will support Gatewood. You were there. Now, we had Jake on Thursday that afternoon after the conference, so I want to know from your perspective what you saw and things like that and how that conference went.
Oh, listen, Lynn. We you know, it was like hitting a pinata. I mean, we've stirred up a hornet's nest with that. We started out, of course, I had the video of Gatewood back in 91 when he did the speech, you know, extolling hemp, and it's the John Wayne speech. You know it very well. I'm sure you do. But anyway, we started off with that, and the press just loved that. It was almost like Gatewood was there.
I bet.
And from speaker to speaker, I mean, I had the privilege of introducing Jake. Behind Jake, there was Hannah. Behind Hannah, there was Paula. The stories just went on and on and on. And, you know, we gave the press a conference like they've never had before.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm just hoping we didn't overload them, you know.
Yeah, and I hear that the press really responded well, most of it, but I have to say to you, what in the world is going on with Channel 11 in your hometown of Louisville?
Well, you know, and I've addressed that.
Me too.
I fired off a letter to them.
Me too.
A
comment.
And the senator says, he says, hey, here's the thing. He's got a recommendation for it.
Yep.
He's on record. He's admitted to smoking it. But how many millions of people have smoked it just as much as he has?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's in the majority. Let's put it that way. I mean, he's...
Oh, yeah.
And he realized that.
Even if the majority's in the closet hiding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there's still that daggone reefer madness.
Yeah,
It just keeps people...
And those, and those laws that'll get you incarcerated.
Exactly.
So better to stay, better to sit and hide in your own closet than to be stuck in a cell, I guess, for some
people. Well, you know, and you can't blame them. As long as they support us, as long as they know. And if they can't come out and say something, listen, these things don't run on air.
Yeah.
You know, we need support. We need financial support. So we're getting that down to where we're going to have here shortly a website where people can go to and help with monetary support. So
very good.
You know, this is just the beginning. This is, I told him the other day, I said, well, we fired a shot across the bow. And, and Lynn, believe me, I've seen what the opposition has as far as their ammunition, and they're unarmed. They have nothing.
Yeah.
We have the truth.
And then the rest has Channel 11. I mentioned it. I want to tell folks what we're talking about because it is so ludicrous.
Go ahead.
And
yeah.
Real quick, what is the national affiliate that Channel 11 is in Louisville?
Oh, goodness. I think they're not NBC. I'd have to look that up. But while you're telling folks, I'll do that.
Yeah. So what happens is Channel 11 out of Louisville, a national but local affiliate news. The story, of course, that we're telling you about is Senator Perry Clark and Ron and all these different folks did a huge media release and a big conference, of course, as you know, in Frankfurt last week. The big story is that it's in the name of Gatewood Galbraith for medical marijuana, who has supported this since the beginning of his campaigns, and now Senator Perry, and he's going to introduce legislation. This is the story, but Channel 11 covers a guy who says he's Perry's friend, and for 15 years now he's his friend, and he happens last year to go to his house to talk about politics, and instead the senator offers him a joint. He goes, and I don't even smoke pot. I was offended because I was there to talk about politics, and what does pot have to do with politics? Number one. And I'm like, first of all, what do you have to do with the story? The name Gatewood Galbraith was put out once by the news guy, talking head, that was introducing the story with the blonde girl coming up. And she never said anything about Gatewood. And Senator's name was mentioned once, except when they said, oh, well, he's a pot smoker and he has a self...
Exactly.
Self... what's the word that they used? Self-serving. Thank you. I blanked on the word. Self-serving agenda. It's like, okay, but they also said in this that this guy who claims to be this guy, the senator's friend, is working for the Repube, the Republican opponent that's running against Senator Perry. So you tell me, and this is what I asked the paper and this guy, who's got the self-serving agenda? You for the Republican guy or this news agency who's getting paid under the table, apparently, or something, allegedly, to tell this stupid story that has nothing to do with the news conference?
Well, that's the thing.
So what affiliate is that?
It's just a distraction.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on their website, and I've scanned it all over. Maybe they don't have an affiliate. It's WHAS 11, Louisville, Kentucky. And you know what? Rather than to say a lie, I'm not going to say it all because they don't. Every time I look, it doesn't give an affiliate. That's crazy. You know, there is no network affiliate to...
And I know that wasn't like a PBS or anything.
No. WHAS is a local station, but there is no... I cannot see any local...
ABC, honey. Local. Here it is. I just found it. It's an ABC station.
There you go.
Not to blame ABC because it was the local news. But
here it is. Yeah, I see it down here at the bottom.
Yeah. So real quick, give me a minute. The real news, screw this station, and tell folks what's really going on in your minute spiel and where to get information and how to help.
Folks, I'm getting calls from Henderson, Kentucky, from Hazard, Kentucky. I'm getting calls from all over the state. We are organizing where you're at. It's like the old song, stand in the place that you work. I just got a call today from a representative from MPP that wants to work with us on the bill. We've talked to some of our supporters.
I'm sorry, Susan's about to fall out of the chair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guy, well, just to quote the guy, well, he said, I told him, he said, I said, oh, I was delighted to get the call. And he said, yes, you all have really stirred a story up.
Yeah.
So we have got the news. I saw articles from the San Francisco Gate to the San Antonio News.
Yeah. Far and wide.
Well, listen, you know, they often talk about, you know, one voice. I can remember back 5 months ago when three of us, along with the senator, sat down at a table, and we said, let's get this thing done. And I think we're going to do it.
I think we are. So, you know, of all the things, the local paper where the local station where the senator lives, trashed him the worst, and it was covered around the country wonderfully.
Well,
so that's typical of Louisville News. Now, quick,
Lynn, go ahead. I do want to have to give credit where credit was due. The young lady that came from WHAS and did the earlier story on the senator. I don't have her name handy, but I will give it to you in an email, and you can announce it on the whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
But she put out a very positive.
Awesome.
Story.
Well, so, Chelsea, you know, was the one that didn't. So listen,
exactly,
listen,
and that's the one most people have latched on to.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, listen, Ron, I've got another guest ready to come on. So real quick, when is the next meeting with the senator and the folks that are supporting this? July 21st, right?
Let's see. We've got meetings. The Lexington group is meeting tonight. You can go to Gatewood's Army on Facebook and find out information there. I have a meeting here in Louisville Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Kudoba's, Bardstown Road and Eastern Parkway. And we've got a meeting. My gosh, we're going down into the purchase area. We're going to be there the 21st. So
where's that going to be?
That's going to be down around Paducah, Caneyville area down in there. I'll if you want information on that, go to my page, Kentucky Veterans for Medical Marijuana on Facebook.
Wonderful. Ron, thank you so much. I'm going to try to make these, and we will definitely keep the listeners knowing what's going on and through our Teapot group. So
love you, and love
you
all
too.
You're doing. Keep
Absolutely.
Keep up the hard work.
You too. And we'll talk to you and keep up on what's going on with it.
All righty.
All righty, Ron. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to be bringing Wayward Bill here in just a few minutes. He is on the line waiting, but I do have to get to a break. This song is on behalf of him coming up and the D.C. Smoke-In and the National Weed Growers Association.
Oh, we plant, we plant, we plant the seed, and then we grow, grow, grow the weed. And we pull the weed and we sell the green. We trade some off for kerosene. That's cold juice, boy. When you grow the weed, you gotta hide it away. Young drunk punks will steal it today. If it ain't them punks, it's the authorities pulling my weed and stepping on my peas. So we plant the seed early in the spring. We fertilize with anything, and we haul water if the rain don't fall. We pray the Lord will make a call on us. It's against the law. We know, we know. You ain't shitting. Ho, ho, ho. But in nature's law, grow, grow, grow.
It's the poor man's high in the streets of D.C. It's a rich fool's buy. Now I know it's good herb for you and I. You know I wrote this song while I was high on the weed. If you puff the weed, you're nothing but a slave. Oh my Lord, it's the weed I crave. At the snake charmer's school and the charm school for snakes, a bunch of torpid vipers was laying round shit
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
You need a laugh?
Don't miss tonight on MBC, the Marijuana Broadcasting Network. It's Callum Francis, Pot Doctor. He's tough.
Damn it, if you're not going to take the proper medication, you're never going to get better. Now smoke up on this bong. Now!
He's honest.
You're going to die if you don't smoke this.
And he'll fight for his patients' rights.
You don't need surgery. You need an ounce of good weed. Now smoke up.
He's so high on the Hippocratic Oath, he'll even take his own medicine.
Give me that joint. Give me that bong. Give me your prescription.
He's Callum Francis, Pot Doctor.
Hi, I'm Wayward Bell from the United States Marijuana Party.
Hi, I'm Charlie Lake with the U.S. Marijuana Party.
And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio
on WVQC-LP Cincinnati
on 95.7 FM
and WVQC.org.
Low power to the people.
Find archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Hey, Uncle Sam!
Hey there, Uncle Sam!
Leave us pot smokers alone!
All right, that is the new station and show ID from Wild Bill. And, of course, Charlie Lake, his partner in travels on the way to the D.C. Smoke-In. Now, real quick before I bring did I say Ron? I meant Bill. I still got Ron in my head. Sorry about that, Bill. Bill, are you there?
I still have Ron
in my head because I'm looking at the site that I wanted to promote real quick for him, and that of course is the in Facebook, the MMJ 4 the number KY. That's MMJ the number 4 KY to support the Gatewood Galbraith Medical Marijuana Memorial Act of 2013. Also in Facebook. Okay, we are on to the next segment. Bill, how are you doing today?
I am doing fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you fine. I just wasn't sure. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Colorado. I'm outside. This is a remote. And my favorite Buckeye Bistro in Denver, which is Croc's Mexican Grill. And I'm giving them a plug. They're at 1630 Market Street. They support the OSU Rocky Mountain Alumni Association. They're a great place. I just had some great mahi-mahi tacos.
Nice.
Fucking with cream your jeans.
Well, just remember we are on the air, so be careful with the cream.
Right.
Now,
okay, no problem.
Well, we love to support local facilities and restaurants and businesses that support our movement, and it is not a commercial. It is just support the cause, support those who support the cause.
They've always supported us. I mean, it's where the local heads meet and greet.
Wonderful. So tell us real quick, we've got about 10 minutes to talk and chat with you. Well, first of all, I'm glad you guys made it home safe from that long journey all the way to Washington, D.C. for the 43rd annual Smoke-In. So tell us how that went. This is your update.
Okay, I'm sorry that things went so wrong in Cincinnati on our way back. Yeah, with Charlie, and we had to hightail it out and couldn't do the television thing, but it didn't go as planned. But you know that it's like the William Ernest Henley poem Invictus, under the bludgeons of chance, my head is bloody but I'm bowed. I took a chance on calling for a political convention.
Yeah,
and it didn't happen. But you know what, I can regroup, and I realize where I need to go. Now I need to dwindle it down maybe to a little more local and local elections, but still work for the state chapters. It wasn't belittling to me. It just taught me a valuable lesson. Like, my head is bloody, but I'm back.
Yeah. Now, of course, what Bill's talking about the issue here in Cincinnati, when they came into our parking lot where I live in the west side of town, although he was warned because crime is rampant in our city due to the drug war and the economy, not to leave things in his truck and stuff. And instead of leaving it in the truck, he accidentally left it on the outside of the truck. And his suitcase full of some really, really, really cool T-shirts were taken. So for the idiot in my neighborhood that stole Charlie's suitcase, if I see you wearing a pot shirt, I'm going to know who you are. And that's all I'm going to say.
He's got to be a big guy or a little crackhead in an overlarge shirt.
Yeah, and of course he could be seen dragging the huge suitcase out of our parking lot on Friday night.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. And, that was the most valuable, other than Charlie's memories, the suitcase was the most valuable thing that they got.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't get cameras, money, guns, drugs or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us now, how did the event in D.C. go? How many folks showed up?
The event in D.C. went. It was. For my involvement for the last 3 years, we had one of the larger crowds at the rally that we've had in years, and everybody was amicable. The tourists were amicable. I gave a fun speech. I had to change my speech. I had to do the extemporaneous thing and do an impromptu or ad lib, however you want to call it. But it went well. I mean, Julia Rose from Peter's Page was awesome.
I saw her speech. It was great.
Yeah, she's such a beautiful person.
Yeah.
And she deserves everything she does to continue Peter McWilliams' memory.
Yeah.
I really love the girl.
Yeah, me too.
But also some of the other things that we learned from this year's rally is that maybe we need to redirect our focus, and we're not too sure what that is yet. Me and Miguel Lopez talked about it. It's like, okay, three years ago we were just, we were just big players. Now we seem to be major players, and so we're looking at that and what we can do to make it bigger and better, and better for the movement, not so much better for ourselves. that there is no ego there. It's just that we want it to be better.
Well, one of the things that, first of all, I do want to say that I agree with you about Julia Rose. She's fantastic. I'm so glad somebody has picked up the Peter McWilliams story and kept the ball rolling on his work because, you know, a lot of us have so many different things to do. We can't all be that person. And she's a perfect person for that because not only did he help her before she ever knew anything about marijuana and his stance on marijuana, which goes to show you what a great person Peter is, that it doesn't matter whether he smoked pot, used it, died because he couldn't get it, whatever. The fact is that his work is important, and she's keeping that going, and I think that's great. And you know, I know that there's some folks, doesn't matter who, but there's a few different people throughout the movement have been giving her a hard time because they don't think she's worthy of doing this. Well, I think anybody that's willing to put themselves out there and now show up at all these events that support medical marijuana and marijuana in general, and she doesn't even use the substance. I think that's fantastic that she has the wherewithal and the stamina.
That is fantastic. And you know, you have to give her credit for the other thing, is she is exactly like me. Miguel Lopez, other people, that activists that go out there, and basically it comes out of her own pocket.
Exactly.
You know,
She's doing it because she really wants to, that's right.
People don't understand that the United States Marijuana Party does not send me to Washington, D.C. I send myself to Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
Yeah. Julia Rose sends herself to Seattle Hemp Fest. People don't realize that we are out there on our own representing them. And they offer a lot of lip service, but they don't offer the basic support of getting us there to give their lip service.
Yeah. So now, who were some of the other speakers besides yourself and Julia that came to the event in D.C.?
Okay, it was Richard Eastman, and he represented Dennis Perrone and Kim Quigley. They kind of attached their name to the rally, but they did no shows. But at least Richard Eastman was there to speak for them. Miguel Lopez, who else spoke? John Pilka, who has been the main organizer for the last 30 years in getting the permits. I mean, he is the unsung hero of the smoking for the last 30 years that people do not recognize, who he is.
Right.
You know, he is an outspoken advocate. He lives in D.C., and, he's out there for us, and he deserves more credit than he gets.
Well, you know, there's always those, and we always try to thank everybody who has helped and makes things happen, whether or not they're out there and people know who they are or not. That's very important, especially for this event, because there's been a lot of folks over the years that I know that we've lost. Skippy, who would have been a part of that as well, is gone, and different folks like that. So I know that there was some support from Ohio. Ron and Mimi were up there from Warren, Ohio. Members of Ohio Normal and stuff, and she runs the hippie shop up in Warren, Ohio, and they used to be part of North Coast Normal, and of course John Hartman's Ohio Cannabis Society at the last. And so I know they went, and numerous other folks. And so you said there was about 300 people totally showed up.
There are 300 people at the rally, and the concert. You got to remember that the East Coast, it just had the major storms and no electricity, so a lot of people were shied away.
Right.
I don't know if that affected the U.S. Marijuana Party convention, or if it affected, whatever. But the thing is that, a lot of people showed up for the rally. There were less people there for the music. And the subsequent speaking, but
that is more important.
Well, I mean, I was happy with how it went this year.
Good. Good. Well, that is really more important, the politics and the speaking. That is really what it's about. Now, although, I get both sides. That's why we're hemp rock. And I do events with music and things like that. And I do that to entertain the folks. But, because it's much easier to learn while you're being entertained than being forced down your throat and down your brain. So that's what the way I've always looked at these types of events is that get them while you can, entertain them while you can, but at the same time, the education is really the most important part. And so I don't find that surprising that there was 300 at the rally and only 100 at the music event, because we have that same kind of thing here in Cincinnati, which is okay.
There were more over the course. I'm just saying, when we got to the end, because most people peel off because they're locals, and they go to whatever is happening that day on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know, that, as opposed to getting pigeoned in with the traffic and the metro and all that. And believe me, we dallied Sally, you know, and ended up on the metro, you know, on the train when it was totally packed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was wild. It was wild. It was like, are we here? Do we need to go up to this level?
Right.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
And cannabis infused, so you know that we're having a hard time.
Oh, yeah. So real fast, let folks know what the different websites are to contact you and, of course, Charlie. Now, how did you like that clip I made with you guys? Did you hear your clip?
I didn't get to see it. I got to listen to it.
No, well, I mean,
you know,
I mean the clip that I just played before bringing you onto the show.
Oh, that was great. That was great.
So okay, you were able to hear it.
But before, I called you today. I listened to the one we taped at your house the other night, at WVQC Central.
Actually, WEED Radio Network. But that's okay. You can get to it from all the stuff.
Okay.
But, so now, real quick, the website for you. What's your contact information?
Okay,
get out of here.
www.usmjparty.com. Wayward Bill on Facebook. I am a total public entity.
Wonderful. So that's...
anybody can access me on Facebook. You don't have to be my friend. You can subscribe to me. I love subscribers.
Yeah, that's better than the adding more friends.
Or
okay,
you
so
can
that's...
go to my fan page, created by a fan page, and Wayward Bill Public Figure.
Wonderful. And, of course, that is usmjparty.org, right? Not
.org or .com.
Either one. Wonderful. Well, Bill, it was so wonderful seeing both you and Charlie. I'm glad you both made it home safe. And
you know that you are the most gracious hostess in the Midwest there is.
I truly appreciate that.
I enjoyed, you know, meeting you, hanging out at your house, having a good time, meeting all your friends. I mean, you have terrific friends.
And, I appreciate
and,
that.
And going out to TGIS and having a good time on a Friday night.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate that. And again, we had a ball, and everybody loved meeting you guys too. So, well, listen, I got to get out of here. We are already over the time, and I can't wait to get you back on. And again, folks, you can go to WEED Radio Network and hear the show they were on prior to the smoke-in. Bill, you have a great day.
Yes.
And have a hempy day.
Bye-bye.
All righty, hon. Bye-bye. All right, we are, of course, out of here. We are over our time. Susan, thanks for coming in and giving us an update, and we'll find out what else is going on with that Senate Bill 337 that's been passed by the Ohio Governor Kasich.
Yep, I have to read it while I have my mental faculties with me.
And so Thursday, an update, right?
Maybe.
We'll figure it out between now and then. In the meantime, you know what to do, and we'll see you Thursday, same time, 4 o'clock, here at WVQC.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and Mima Gop.
Speaking for the legalization of marijuana.
Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at hemprock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Up next is Queen City Awesome with local music and happenings on 95.7 WVQC.
WVQC, people-powered radio.